This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 12th. God's word for you today is your attitude. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 28, verse 1. And it says, "The wicked flee when no man pursues them, but the uncompromisingly righteous are bold as a lion." It is a misnomer for you to be a child of God and you are afraid that your boss is going to fire you. While I am all for you respecting your boss, but your life is not in his or her hands. So what if he or she fires you? If God allows it, then God has a bigger door for you. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Why would God use the analogy of a lion? Why didn't God say the righteous are as bold as a chicken, or the righteous are as bold as a cat? Why a lion? Proverbs 30 verse 30 says, "The lion, king of animals, who won't turn aside for anything." Why is the lion the king of animals? And why won't the lion turn aside from anything? If you check, the lion is not the fastest animal, and the lion is not the strongest animal. The fastest animal would be the cheetah. The lion is not the strongest. At least the lion is not stronger than a rhinoceros. The lion is not the biggest. The lion is not bigger than an elephant. The lion is not the nimblest. The lion is not as nimble as the monkey. The lion is not the most intelligent animal. The lion is not as intelligent as the chimpanzee or tortoise. The tortoise was the smartest animal in every folk tale growing up. The lion is not the strongest or the fastest or the biggest or the most intelligent or the nimblest, yet the lion is the king of animals. Many of us write ourselves off because we are not the smartest or the strongest or the most beautiful or the most intelligent or the nimblest. We think we cannot be the king of the destiny that God has created us for because we are not the strongest. The lion is showing us that we do not have to be the strongest or the fastest or the most intelligent or the nimblest or the most beautiful. You just have to have an attitude that flows from who you are. Studies show that there was nothing apart from the fact that the lion has this attitude of leadership, of authority, of influence, that when the lion walks into a space, it takes authority over the space. And that is how God wants you to be as a Christian. The lion's attitude flows from what the lion perceives itself to be, not from the strength or intelligence or the speed it has. The lion was not turned aside from anything because the lion does not see any other animal as its equal. The lion looks at the elephant and sees a meal. The lion looks at a cheetah and sees lunch. The lion looks at a monkey and sees a snack. Your attitude determines everything. And I am not talking about arrogance. There is a difference between arrogance and an attitude that flows from knowing your self-worth. A lot of people are arrogant because they do not actually know who they are. So, because you think you are small, you feel the need to be aggressive and harass people so that they can respect you. That is not confidence that comes from self-worth. That is arrogance that comes from a complex. But when you know who you are calm. When people are insecure, they focus on pulling other people down. Let us pray. Father, help me consistently see myself in the light of your truth. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.